Doctor Who, Short Trips. The Way of the Empty Hand by Julian Richards. Read by Fraser Hines. The world was beautiful. Anyone would have to admit that. Soaring sable mountains pierced the heart of a silver sky, capped with golden snow. Indigo rivers ran down to the sea where silver sands were littered with laughing children and joyful families. They were humanoid, but not quite human. Elegant, graceful creatures with slender limbs and wide, innocent eyes set deep in horned skulls. Their cat-like tails swayed behind them. It looked for all the universe like an idyllic place, which was probably why Jamie ran out of the TARDIS as soon as it appeared on the scanner. The doctor sighed. It would have been nice to check that the planet was suitable for human life before he'd taken off. At least Zoe had been sensible enough to wait. Well, it seems to be safe. The doctor looked up from the console. She was now just outside the doorway, leaning back into the TARDIS. Zoe, I've not finished the landing checks yet. It's bad enough that Jamie's gone out there. We don't know what the atmosphere's like. It could be poisonous or freezing or anything. It's quite mild, really, Doctor, Zoe replied. Besides, the doors have been open since Jamie left, and we haven't been poisoned yet. Luckily, the console readout seemed to concur with this. Yes, well, the TARDIS says it's all right, so it probably is, the Doctor said at last, smiling brightly. Come on, then. Let's catch up with Jamie and tell him he was right. As it happened, Jamie was not quite safe. In fact, when the Doctor and Zoe stepped out onto the planet's surface, he was nowhere to be seen. The custodian enjoyed his work, especially on days like today, when there were fresh new faces to break in, or just to break. As he walked through the corridors of the Warworld's underlevels, he found himself trying to whistle. It wasn't a very good attempt, but no one would dare tell the custodian that. He was custodian of the Warworld, master of the gladiators, warden of the jails, keeper of the Overlord's peace, the second most powerful being on the entire planetoid, and a very nasty man altogether. No one dared tell him anything much. The new warriors had been transported into the deepest, darkest cell in the planetoid because the custodian believed that terrifying gladiators into submission was the best way to keep them in order. Being transported into a dark cell was meant to be terrifying, especially one at the heart of the Warworld. Such mechanized planetoids were feared throughout the galaxy. The custodian's particular one, Combatia, had passed over 10 new worlds since last he came down here. And on each, it had located and taken the greatest potential combatant the planet had to offer. As he reached the cell, he saw that something was not quite right. Of the 10 new gladiators, 8 of them had been suitably cowed by their experiences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?